Hi, everyone. This is Jordana from Drink It In _ Jordana. So glad to be here with you with That's a Wrap, ending off our Jewish calendar year and getting into soon the new year. Soon we're going to shift themes and ideas, and we're going to hopefully get started maybe next week and discuss Rosh Hashanah. But anytime anybody wants to reach out to Sheer Enjoyment, you want to sponsor a class for Fua Shlema or for a Skula or for Yeshua, please reach out to Sheer Enjoyment. We could say the name in advance and get all those chasim going. I wanted to talk to you about this week's Torah portion, Parsha Ki Tetzeh. Unbelievable thought. I just heard the other night, and I really wanted to share it with you. You know, the Torah is amazing. Sometimes I have to say the Torah is just awesome. And there's this pasuk that appears in this week's Torah portion in chapter 23, verse 8. When it talks about the different nations, whether we allow them to enter into our nation, have to how many generations, are they allowed, are they not allowed? And it talks about the Egyptians. Lo titaev mitri ki ger hayita ba'arzo. So that one should not abhor the Egyptians, because we were once strangers in their land. Now, can we take a moment of pause for a second? Because we were strangers in their land, we should learn to treat them with decency. We should appreciate them. Do I have to, like, review history here? Like, what is going on? And I think what we're going to see at the end of this is this tremendous, amazing nida trait that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that we should have. Now, if you look at the story of our relationship with Egypt, you're talking about a time period with Joseph, and he goes down to Egypt, and it was a time of a famine. And he basically saved the Egyptian people, as well as everybody else in the world at the time, because that was the center, the pulse of civilization. And after some time, we know in Sefer Shemot, it says as if there's this new king that doesn't even remember who Joseph was. How do you not remember, right? Or you make it as if you don't remember. Joseph did so much. But yet, after everything we did for the Egyptian nation, they mistreated us. So it's not just that. It's like some other countries who have hurt us, hurt the Jewish nation, have discriminated against us, persecuted us. This is a country we've helped. We gave them life, and yet they totally forget about it and then hurt us, made us slaves, mistreated us until the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. And now Hashem is saying, don't mistreat them, don't do harm, have a sense of appreciation. It's crazy, because you would think that this is the nation that we should not allow into. This is the one nation, after everything I've done for you, I'm not going to allow you in. But no, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand even more so, do good, be kind, be nice. And that's when it's so hard, especially for the Egyptian people. How many people here that are listening have ever been in a relationship or a connection with somebody, and you've done so much for them, and you're like, okay, where are you giving me back? Like, where is your sense of appreciation for what I've done? Why should I continue to go further? Why should I continue to do good for you? And this is the story right here in this week's Torah portion. Hashem says it should not have any connection whether someone has done good for you, someone has done bad for you. We need to be who we are. We need to be true to ourselves. It should not be dependent upon how someone treated us, how someone acted to us. Not only should it not be dependent upon how someone treated us and acted towards us, even if we've done good, and even if they haven't shown appreciation, we still do ours. Even when it stings and it hurts, and you're like, we were expecting something because of what we've done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, 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 no. You need to separate. You need to differentiate. You have to put up a border, boundaries in your brain. You do you, and they do them. And that's the power of this pasuk. That's the power of verse 8 in chapter 23, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo titatev the mitzri. The mitzrim, don't abhor them. You were a ger. Know your place. Know that you're supposed to be you no matter what. Whether they appreciate what you've done, they don't appreciate what they've done. They've harmed you, doesn't matter. Another note that I want to bring to your attention on this same area is that they physically hurt us, and we're going to allow them to come in. But the nations that hurt us spiritually are not allowed. And that's very interesting, because we learn from this point of difference between the different nations. Some nations hurt us physically, whereas some nations caused us, or was their goal, their aim was to get us to do Averot. Those nations we aren't going to accept. And the lesson there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us, is that when somebody eggs you on to do the wrong, when someone hurts you spiritually, it's so much worse, so much more damaging than hurting you physically, right? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. We all know that's not a true statement. When we hurt others emotionally and spiritually, that is so much more damaging. So what happens is those other nations that hurt us spiritually, they hurt us in this world and the world to come. Whereas the Mitzrim, they were hurting us in this world, but they didn't do any damage to us in the world to come. They didn't damage our spirit, our religious observance. And that's such a powerful lesson as well. So I want to wrap up today's class by saying how beautiful the Torah and how rich the Torah is to teach us. We need to be us, no matter what is going around us, no matter how someone acts towards us. We need to remember to be true to ourselves, and we learn that from the Egyptian pasuk. And then when we look at the comparison of the Egyptians to the other nations who are not allowed, who we aren't going to bring into our own fold, it's because they've hurt us spiritually. And hurting someone spiritually is that much worse than hurting them physically. So I'm wishing everybody a Shabbat Shalom. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach out via email. You could reach out to me at jbaruchov@gmail.com, through Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. If you like what I say, maybe you like my podcast. You could, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you could find my podcast, Drink It In, the podcast. And lastly, you could also reach out through Sheer Enjoyment. Looking forward to sharing more words of inspiration with you next week. Shabbat Shalom.